Brett Musburger, and you are listening live to Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio with my main man, Tony D.
All right, the World Series beginning on Saturday as Arizona heads to Arlington for Game 1 and 2, Friday night and Saturday night. On a Progressive Insurance guest line, round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. Host of EZ Sports, Ed Smith, former tight end, joining us to not only talk about the World Series, but Arizona, the surprise Diamondbacks. How are you, Ed?
I'm doing great, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. All right, when for you did you start seeing, oh, goodness, this team really is for real this postseason?
You know, for me, it was immediately when they went over and swept the Brewers, and this is after not getting into the playoffs the very last day, and they kind of flip-flop positions. They were at the 5 spot, and then they fell to 6, and then got in on the last day. When they swept the Brewers, and then after what they did to the Dodgers, the momentum just kept going. I was like, yeah, they are for real. And I think the reason being is they were already playing like playoff-type baseball because they had to fight to get in. And then their style of play fits perfectly for the postseason.
Talk about this team from a Tory Lavullo standpoint. I think most of America is starting to know who he is. Can you give us an idea of how he manages and what is he like guiding this team?
Well, first off, I got to give him a great shout out. Torrey and I were actually teammates in my last baseball year in 95.
Nice.
We were in AAA with the Indians together. So, whenever I go out and cover him, it's like a little reunion. And I joke with him all the time. He was a guy that even way back then when we were still playing, he saw the game from like almost a managerial type of view. He was like real cerebral when I'd talk to him sometimes, the batting practice or we're taking ground balls and stuff like that. He was already looking at the game from that kind of that view. And he's kind of just morphed into this guy who, one, he's a great clubhouse manager. He has the pulse of every dude on the roster, knows how they're doing, where they're at in their game, where they're at in their personal life. And that kind of, it really means a lot to the players. And those dudes will run through a brick wall for him. And I think that's what you're seeing. These guys love playing for him. And you can, as far as like the X's and O's, sometimes he follows the book. And, I'm like beating my head against the wall. Don't do that. But it seems like it's all worked out for him. And, like I said, all kudos to him, man. He's a great dude and a great manager, in my opinion.
So even you still had surprising moments like taking Brandon Fott out in Game 3 and how deep he went into the bullpen. Were those still, even after your relationship, surprising moments? Because I loved his quote when he said, "I was booing myself" when he was taking Fott out in Game 3. I thought, I've never heard a manager talk like that. That is a brilliant line.
I was it was one of those things when he went out to make the move. And I'm sitting watching just like everybody else, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, God, I hope this works out, because if it doesn't, he's going to get absolutely crushed.
Right.
And, it is the way it is these days. There are a lot of times managers either, they're playing the analytics or might even be getting a nod from, the analytics team. But, the good thing is it worked out. It could have been such a bad move. And the fact that he acknowledged it, that's just Torrey. He's not going to, shy away from anything. And just because it worked out, he's not going to be like a bombastic, like, yeah, I did it. But, he admitted, it was probably a questionable move even in his mind. But the fact that it worked out, man, is, hindsight is 20/20 vision, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Ed Smith joining us, talking some baseball with the Arizona Diamondbacks in the World Series. People are simplifying this and saying, look, here's Texas. This is a loaded lineup. They hit a lot of home runs. They've got tremendous power. And the Arizona Diamondbacks are this scrappy team that gets on base and steals base and moves along. But is that too oversimplistic? I mean, the Diamondbacks have some pop.
They've got some pop, but I think they play their best baseball when they're in this. I wouldn't call it small ball. I'd call it medium ball. They can get it out of the yard, but I think they're playing their best baseball when they're getting on base, taking the extra bases, being aggressive, and also moving the runners when they're getting there, causing some chaos on the base paths. I think they even started using that terminology out here, so I think the first couple games over in Philly were a good lesson for Torrey and that team, because the first couple games in Philly, they just got outmatched. And it was almost, you thought, this is going to be a runaway series, because if Philly stays on that pace, there's no way we can keep up with them. They got back here. They got back to a little bit, hitting the ball over the ball, all over the ballpark, in the gaps, taking the extra bases. And that kind of, and then once the Philly bats slowed down, they just kept on. So I think it's easier to play Arizona-style baseball than it is trying to hit it out of the ballpark all the time, because, the numbers aren't there with you. So I love their style. It's going to be interesting to see, and over there in that ballpark in Texas, we might see a lot of them flying out of there. But I do think, like I said, if they stay with their game, they've got a chance to win this series.
There is a feeling with Texas that if you could leave the room in a 2-1 game to go get something to drink and come back and it's 5-1. Like they can be that quick. But this is also a Diamondbacks bullpen that has come in and answered the call, especially after losing those first two games. From that point on, they've answered the call. How do you see that dynamic between what Brett Strom and his pitching team has got against a Texas team that can blow out a game very quickly?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a great matchup. And, in saying that, it's just going to come down to, can we quiet those bats? And it's so tough. What I do like is the fact there's been a few days off in the series, because, we've seen when they're rolling, they love to just keep getting it in. So maybe with a little bit of a break here, 2 or 3 days, maybe some of those bats will quiet down a little bit. We all know good pitching can quiet down, and good defense, great defense can quiet those bats down. So my philosophy is keep the ball down, keep your head down, and, see if we can stifle those bats, and don't get out of character and try to mash. Like, even if Texas comes out and starts mashing right away, we can't have the hitters over here thinking we got to match them. We got to take it one run at a time, one base runner at a time, scratch those, tough runs out, and try to keep it as close as possible. But they have the ability to do it, and it's like I say, it's going to be a great matchup.
When people talk about this team and they say, boy, they're 1 to 2 years ahead of schedule, what was the thought process going into this season about, hey, look, it's Corbin Carroll, developing him, kind of bringing up a Moreno, developing him? What was the thought in spring training about what the Diamondbacks were trying to do, and now here we are in October talking about them in the World Series?
Yeah, it's crazy, because at the beginning of the year, my partner and I, Jay, we were, assessing the team, and it was like, they're going to be around a 500 team, after the previous couple of years, and we've been scuffling a little bit, lost 100-plus games just a year or two back. And we're thinking progress would be getting somewhere near that, 500 mark. And believe it or not, that's actually about where they were. They won 84 games. And then the thing is, with the way they have the playoff structured now with the additional wild card teams, it's all about just getting into the tournament and then going from there and seeing what happens. And that's exactly what they did. I wouldn't call the Diamondbacks the best team in that made the playoffs. They're the team that's playing the best in the playoffs, and that's why they are where they are now. And that's just a tribute to Torrey. He kept these. At one point, they were in first place, got to the All-Star break. They had a horrible stretch after the All-Star break. They kept the boat afloat, and then, like I said, just fought to get in. And they had a schedule, but I'll be doggone, just because you're early for your reservations doesn't mean they just won't sit you down. So that's exactly what happened here.
Ed, good talking to you, my friend. Hope we catch up with you soon, my man. Thanks as always.
Sounds good. Take care, man.
You got it. Host of EZ Sports in Phoenix, Ed Smith joining us, former tight end, played minor league baseball for 9 seasons. I was teammates with Torrey Lovullo on the Diamondbacks, who, again, like you said, we thought it was a 500 team. That's about right. That's exact. 84 wins, just a couple of games above 500. But here's the great thing about it. It's so we see teams like this all the time, and that get into the playoffs, like they barely get in and they don't have a good record. But when you look at the devil in the details, like look at the Cardinals, like in 2006, right? You look at the Cardinals and they're like, they won 82 games, I think it was, and then they ended up winning the World Series. But you see like Albert Pujols was third, I think, in MVP voting. And they had Matt Carpenter and they still had some players, Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina. And they still had these guys that you were like, okay, you know what? I know these guys. They may have won 82 games, but I got them. You know, I get it. I when they put it together, I get it. No one is saying that about the Diamondbacks. They lost like their last four and still got into this thing. And most people aren't like, oh, Gabriel Moreno Corbin Carroll and Ketel Marte. Oh, no. I understand why they would be World Series favorites. That's how great this story is. It's a team that really shouldn't be here, that is here. And he, like he said, hey, you know what? Just they'll still seat you down.